2:03. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the first Sunday in Advent and chant the intro.
Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation.
Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw. concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. Out of Zion shall go the law, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn in the front of your hymnal to Psalm 122. Did you chant responsibly by whole verse?
I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord.
Oh,
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Christ had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
On page 206, we confess together the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In 332, you may be seated. the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, the King who comes to us. Beloved in Christ, today is the beginning of a whole new church year called Advent. Our King came from heaven to earth, like I told the children, so we can go from earth to heaven. The color blue reminds us of the sky and the gift of Christ who came to us from heaven to earth. The season of Advent, and the word Advent is the Latin word for coming to us. Jesus came to us. We didn't come to him. He came to us. Now, the world skips Advent. The Santa Clauses were up before Thanksgiving this year. And people skip Advent and jump from Thanksgiving to Christmas. The unbelieving world does not understand that the season of Advent is a month-long preparation of repentance and joyous faith, looking at the Old Testament prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, which comes to its culmination at Christmas, the celebration of his incarnation. So we will sing the Advent hymns and hear the lessons. And we will not skip Advent. We will rejoice in Advent. Advent is all about Jesus the King coming to us in his incarnation to visit you personally, to come to your home, to come to our church, to come to our families. As the new church year begins, Jesus is the one who came in the past, who comes in the present, and will come in the future. So today we will briefly consider that threefold visitation of Christ to us. First, Jesus is the one who came the first time at Bethlehem and Nazareth and Jerusalem. Secondly, Jesus is the King who comes to us now in word and sacrament as it comes to us through the means of grace. Thirdly, Jesus is the King who will come on the last day as our judge and our Savior. So we begin. Jesus is the one who came the first time at Bethlehem and Nazareth and Jerusalem. The Christian faith is rooted in history, in historical events. All non-Christian religions are fantasy and speculation. Whether it's Hinduism or Buddhism or Mormonism or Islam, they are not grounded in the historical events of the life of Christ Jesus, but instead are the manifestations of the spirit of the world, ultimately from the devil, the world, and their own sinful flesh. Our faith is rooted in history. A real Jesus who was born in the real city of Jerusalem, who was raised at Nazareth, and who was crucified at Jerusalem. The geography of the whole New Testament is astounding, laying out the groundwork as to where Jesus was born in absolute humility in the little town of Bethlehem, placed in a manger. Jesus comes riding in Jerusalem upon a donkey, a humble beast of burden. Jesus will be nailed to a cross at Jerusalem. The geography is well known to us, but the drama ever unfolds. Jesus is there with two disciples and the owner of the donkey and the colt and a large crowd on Palm Sunday. The whole city of Jerusalem is in an uproar. And Jesus knows all the details of what's about to happen. He tells them ahead of time to go and take the donkey and its colt and untie them and bring them to Jesus. And if someone asks, "What are you doing?" tell them, "The Lord needs them." Imagine this. The Lord of the universe, the great I Am, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Son of God who became incarnate in the womb of Mary, the Lord needs a donkey, a humble beast of burden. He sat upon it and rode in complete humility, knowing that he was going there to die. We know that when the people laid the cloaks on the road and waved the palm branches, The words they spoke tell us exactly who Jesus is. Hosanna, which in Hebrew means Lord, save us. Son of David, that's the Messiah, who must be of the line of David. Blessed. The blessing of God the Father came through the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit to us. He comes in the name of the Lord. He's God the Father's official voice to us. He comes in the name of the Lord. He comes from the highest heavens, where the cherubim and seraphim are, to the lowest parts of this earth, to shepherds, to you and me. He comes in the name of the Lord, meaning he comes with authority. When the crowds say, "Who is this?" they identify his human nature. This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. Even the city where Jesus was raised was a way to hide himself. Nobody expected the Messiah from Nazareth. The Messiah must be born in Bethlehem. You and I know Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But he hid himself for 30 years in the unknown city, relatively unknown city of Nazareth, as a carpenter's son. And there, in complete humility, he shares our flesh and blood. He knows hunger and thirst. He knows joy and sorrow. He comes as a king to deliver us. Jesus came the first time at Bethlehem and Nazareth in Jerusalem and truly shares our flesh and blood. One of the completely mistaken things that people say about Jesus is that Jesus doesn't understand my life. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus understands your life better than you do. He understands all woes and afflictions and burdens. He shares our flesh and blood. Truly, he came to carry our sorrows and our griefs. Jesus came in the past and has visited us, these places, these times, and to us, his people. Secondly, Jesus the King comes to us today in word and sacrament. Paul says, "Now the hour has come, the time to wake up from your sleep. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed." He's saying to wake up from spiritual sleep. The unbelieving world mocks everything that we're talking about here today. The unbelieving world is spiritually asleep, saying, "My life is fine, God, thank you. I don't really need you right now. I've got a really good life, and I'm fine without you." This is spiritual slumber and sleep. When people spiritually are asleep, they are not ready for the return of Christ. Salvation is indeed nearer than when we first believe, because the Father has a day set when Christ will come. Every day we live, we're one day closer to that day. He says, "The day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." This is the exact description of what happens when a child like this, and when you and I were baptized with water and word. Triune name of God was connected to our name so that the old Adam every day can be drowned, the works of darkness, orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, sensuality, quarreling, jealousy, whatever it is, the works of the old Adam can be drowned so the new man can come forth in the waters of baptism, put on the Lord Jesus Christ like a garment, and walk in the light. Make no provision for the flesh and its desires. You see, not only did Jesus come in the past, he comes to us now in water and word and baptism, in the preaching of the word of God, in the word of absolution, and he gives us his body and blood under the bread and wine in Holy Communion. He is coming to us now in this place, in this time, and in our lives. In Holy Communion, along with holy baptism, we kneel and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. He says, take and eat. This is my body. This is my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus' death and resurrection, through that, we have the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Justification for the throne of grace. And that personally comes into our lives through these means. He is coming to us now. And thirdly, he will come on the last day as judge and savior. Isaiah wrote in 700 BC, Isaiah, through the eyes of the prophet under guidance of the Holy Spirit, could see the latter days, the mountain of the Lord, the new Jerusalem, to be raised up as described in the end of the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and 21. The new Jerusalem, the new Zion, the new city of David, the new garden, the paradise, tree of life, and the river of life. The house of the Lord lifted up above all mountains. When Jesus comes as judge and savior, he will come in both law and gospel. Law and judgment to call upon the goats on his left, depart from me, you evildoers, into the fire prepared for the devil and his angels, and to the sheep on his right, come, blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Isaiah can see this. Lord, teach us your ways, he says. Your law goes forth. You will judge between nations, Isaiah says. You will decide for peoples. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Look how the Lord is fulfilling this. Nations are coming to it. Peoples of all nationalities and colors of skin and languages are flowing to the light, to the mountain, to walk in his paths. In the peaceable kingdom where all the agents of war, the swords and the spears, are changed into plowshares and pruning hooks to be used in gardening. And there will be war no more. And we will walk in the light of the Lord. We love this life too much. We should be looking forward to the life to come, where the blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk, and we will walk forever in the light of the Lord. Your loved ones who died this past year are there in heaven waiting for us, with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. One day we will join them. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes at the last day and raises all the dead, we will then see with our eyes what Isaiah is speaking through faith. The eyes in our head will see the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his glory come as our judge and savior. So rejoice during the season of Advent. Along with the crowds, say Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord to me and to you. And as Advent prepares us through the Old Testament prophecies for Christmas and the incarnation of Christ among the Jews, and then the season of Epiphany, the light for the Gentiles like the Magi, rejoice that our King came in the past, is coming to us now, and will come again in glory. May our Advent joy know no end. The King came from heaven to earth, so we can go from earth to heaven. All glory be to Jesus Christ alone. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, to rescue us from the dangers of this dark world by the advent of your Son, that we may ever walk in his light and learn the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, though we do not know the day or hour of your Son's appearing, grant that we may always be prepared. Send faithful pastors and teachers and laymen who boldly proclaim your word of law and gospel, that we may constantly be encouraged and built up in our faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayer. O God of Jacob, you have established your kingdom as a beacon to all nations to walk in the light of the Lord. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church in this new church year, that we are faithful to your gospel call. Bless Pastor Flores and his wife Raphael as they serve in Concordia Seminary in the Dominican Republic. Bless both of them as they serve and proclaim the gospel in Latin America and the Caribbean. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord of love, visit our homes and defend us from the temptation to walk in the works of darkness. Bless husbands and wives and their children to love one another and raise their children in the faith. To that end, this week, bless Pansy Brown, Brian Miluski, Cindy Shem, and Brian Lundmark, Annette Geisler, Fern Stein, Mike Gobble, and Dennis Gorman, Jr. as they celebrate their baptism and birthday, as you also bless Esther, baptized today, and bless Seth and Madison Lemke, and Tyler and Miranda Wente, as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you are the authority to whom all temporal authorities must bow. Give wisdom and godly insight to our president, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant us peace among the nations, that swords may be beat to plowshares and spears to pruning hooks. Bless those who serve as police and firefighters in our community, and those who serve in the military, Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, and Mike Gobble, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, and Ricardo Batanga. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, look with mercy upon the sick. Visit them during these Advent days to comfort them with your saving gospel. If it be your will, grant healing and peace to Christopher Tomlinson, Bill Osborne, Pastor Barry Hanke, Lacey Dickerman and Mike Schultz, Pam Stevenson and Jennifer Weber, Greg Wells, Lupe Sepulveda, Tim Anderson, Candy Darmody, Lindsay Shem, Jay Gallagher, and Scott Miller. Lord, in your mercy. Draw us to yourself, O Lord, around your holy body and precious blood of your Son. Sustain us in the one true faith, that we may ever be ready for his reappearing, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We gather the offerings, assign the ritual friendship pad, pass the folks sitting next to you, and tear the sheet off, put it in the basket in the narthex as you meet. We gather the offerings, you may be seated. service of sacrament, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love, shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
strengthen and preserve you with true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Departing from the earth. Thank you.
sing Anuktavitas on page 211. We stand to sing. Upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.